The movie Whale Rider introduced many Americans to the indigenous Maori culture of New Zealand. The movie's main plot point centers on the relationship between a headstrong girl and her equally headstrong grandfather.
Why doesn't he want me?
He's just looking for something that doesn't exist anymore.
A new leader. They exist.
The moral of the movie is that if traditional cultures are going to survive, they have to be ready to change. The same message comes from another pair of New Zealanders currently touring the U.S. and Europe. Musicians Minna Ripia and Ma'aka McGregor learned their ancestral language in college after the New Zealand government officially recognized it as a national language. Now the pair sing exclusively in Maori. Their group is called Wai, that means water. Producer Dime Roberts prepared this audio postcard.
Poi is a Māori word, and it describes a ball on the end of string. The root is our Māori language. The main percussion instrument is the poi. That's the main instrument. It sounds like, if you've never seen a poi before, the sound sounds like clipping distortion or hitting a piece of two pieces of paper together, or maybe a phone book. Been described as hip-hop, dance, electronica. It is definitely a harder track for musicians in this day and age to sing and perform in their indigenous language, no matter where you are in the world. And either we use the technology to fuse and to change and be dynamic and move ahead. I think if we try to put it in a box, it will become something that's in a box, that sits on the wall and that just doesn't change and then it gets left behind.
Tune-wise, is traditionally based. I am me when I'm singing this style. I am not me when I'm trying to sing another style. I'm more passionate about sounding like the old way, or my interpretation of the old way of how our ancestors may have sounded.
Well, Māori spirit is a unique spirit. It is delivered to you like no other style of music in the world. When you see the flashing eyes, the poking tongues and the body movements and the way that the bodies are contorted and the way that we swing and twirl things and the way that people move on stage and the way that they move as a group and then the noises that are made. It's that Māori spirit that is unique. It makes you think, wow, what the hell is that? Where does that come from? Man, what are they doing? Why are they doing that?
I hope that in maybe 100 years that we're in an archival sort of library where our children's children, children's children can go and go, oh, is this what great, great super nanny and papa were doing and what they were singing about and, you know, the things that were happening. For us personally, it's preserving it for me, it's preserving it for my nephews and my nieces and hopefully our children's children's children.
That piece was produced by Dime Roberts for Worlds of Difference. It's a project of Homelands Productions, and you can learn more about this story at the Worlds of Difference website at homelands.org.